other factors affecting performance of travel and tourism sector is political and legal factors. Yes, if there is a sound political scenario, no unrest, no protest on the street, not much of legal restrictions, then tourists love to go to that place. How much I am protected, how much I do feel. If I've been hearing there are a lot of unrest to be seen on the street by locals, though tourists may not be directly targeted, but tourists are always soft targets because tourists are unaware of that place. They don't know where to disappear if such thing erupts and why such place a tourist would go for where there is no stability, safety, and security of whatever nature. So political and legal factors play a role. How much are the restriction? What is allowed? What is yes and no's? Many countries have a restriction for any tourist that comes in has to go and register with the respective government department. Register their names accordingly. Also, economic factors, what is the buying power of the money that I would spend there? Example, the water bottle that we normally drink. That type of a water bottle in Europe or UK would cost you anything above £1, which is 100 rupees. The bottle that we pay maximum 10 rupees, that also nicely chilled. You pay 100 rupees, £1 and above. How would a tourist, especially Indians, we consume a lot of water. How would they pay so much of money? So what is the economic factor? If I'm paying $100, am I getting worth of that? This is again a motivational factor and influencing the tourism. Also, external factors and internal factors which could emerge, any type of internal factor, a landslide, sudden volcanic eruption, or any such external factor, a threat to the security of the place, a political unrest, a potential political staging of certain event that could come up and disturb tourism. All these are internal and external factors affecting tourism, including political and economic factors. We have spoken in detail. So, mostly supply-oriented instead of demand in nature, but their influence over demand is much more. So, tourism is a multidimensional activity controlled by formulating suitable government policies, regulatory factors. Why do people go to certain countries where visa is just given to you on arrival? And countries which have a lot of restrictions, Schengen states, US, UK, there you need to put up a lot of paperwork, including your fingerprint, your eye, your documentation, your fixed deposit. All these are legal requirements. Insurance, you need to have an insurance along with your ticket. They won't give you a visa if you don't have an insurance. So these are all factors affecting politically also, stable the governments, stable the scenario, more tourists go to that destination. Economic factors also, we have seen with growth of emerging economies in the Asia, like Thailand, Malaysia, India, and China, the region is predicted to be future tourist attraction. Yes, Asia is the place to go. We saw that 30%, though number of tourist arrival was not to the tune of Europe, but the receipts were contributing 30%, though number of arrival were just the 25% of that arrival that we saw. So social factor, external factor, what is the opportunities available? What are the threats? What are the demographic changes? What are the opportunities? New destination, new hotels coming up, new development, opportunities to promote that with a lower cost. Mumbai new airport at Kharghar, once it would come up, the landing fees would be comparatively lower than Mumbai Chhatrapati Shivaji Airport's landing fee. Ultimately, that will have some impact on the fare fares would be lower, possibly, I'm just thinking possibly, would be lower than operating from Mumbai. So people will go and take flight from Khargar instead of Chhatrapati Shivaji Airport. And likewise, like internationally, you have various cities have more than one airport. London has 5 to 6 airports. Heathrow is the most common airport that we hear of, but there are other, London Luton Airport, London City Airport, London Stansted Airport, London Gatwick Airport. These are all the airports of London City. So opportunities, new airports coming up, new infrastructure threat, any possible threat, safety of the tourist. Women, attack on women is a threat. It has affected terror attacks. It has affected the arrival of tourists. Tourists doesn't want to go to a scenario where there are threats. And demographic changes, people changing different patterns of lifestyle, movement from countryside to rural area, urban areas, ultimately cost of living going up. This has an impact, external factor, and geographic emerging market, new markets are coming up. Everybody in the world want to see the world from one country to another. Certain countries have reached saturation state for certain travelers. They would like to explore new emerging countries. For example, Thailand was always a destination. Now, identical product with beaches, with the value for money, with connectivity, with closer to India. Countries like Vietnam, Cambodia, Myanmar are emerging. Traditionally, it used to be Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand, but these three countries have emerged. Likewise, emerging airlines, Emirates, Qatar Airways, now Air India being privatized, is again a possible threat to another airline because it is now going into the hands of private operators, Tatas. So these are new emerging trends, new tourists, new type of tourists, psychocentric, solo travelers are emerging more single travelers, solo travelers, more women group because their men cannot find time to spend and take holidays at the same time when the women have holidays, like a school teacher would possibly have holidays in May month. The husband is busy in the business meeting. So there are a lot of women group that have come up in recent year in India. Internationally, there are a lot of women group all around the world. Japanese, young students go and the women group alone, only young girls and so on. So these are new tourists, new approach, consumer attitude has been changing. People now would like to experience and benefit what they see, personal experience, not by just reading. They would like to experience, eat local food, meet with local people, take public transport to travel and so on and so forth. So external factor, the opportunities of developing economies like India are currently moderate in size, relatively small, but have developed. Now, when we say relatively small, we are not talking about our country's size. We are talking about the number of tourists that come to India. We saw that it is between 10 and 11 million only, but have developed very quickly, responding to the rapid economic growth. It has really gone up 66 when international, when India Tourist Development Corporation, ITDC, was formed. That was to study under L.K. Jha committee when it was formed to understand why do tourists don't come in big numbers to India despite we being culturally so rich, heritage, we have such a rich and incredible, we have diversity. And after that, we have seen quite a few developments coming in over the years. We are still at a state that where we need to record much higher growth. This is due to growth in the economy or consumer power, disposable income has increased. We have now highest number of middle class group in the world, 450 million middle class group in India who have in many cases two incomes coming home, ultimately disposable income. When you have additional income that you use it for things which are not your urgency, which have met your urgency, and then you have additional income available. So that's an opportunity as an external factor for us. Again, it was observed that some travelers were likely to want to take advantage of positive exchange rate. In few countries, we see the exchange rate in accordance with their currency. Our country's currency look very strong. If you talk about, you change $100, you get their currency in millions. But do not take into consideration what you get in term and how many thousand one currency you get in term. What is the buying power for that money? That's important. Always compare the pricing with the buying power of the money that you have. That will tell you exactly what is the better exchange rate. The ideal example I gave you was from US. If you spend euro and convert into US dollar, that converted US dollar has a better buying power in compared to what they have in Europe if they spend the same money, what you would get in turn for. So travelers may plan to travel to countries whose currencies are the weakest against rupee, like South Africa, Turkey, Brazil, or Mexico. Now that these are emerging destinations, some of the things which I can add up here is also Cambodia, Vietnam, Myanmar are also having much good return for your money that you exchange. Now these are emerging destinations for Indian tourists. The external factor also, while Indian travelers had taken note of the falling rupee, they had not changed their international travel plans. And we are talking of the rupee may weaken further against the dollar. Travel will consider other alternatives. Indian rupees in last 4 to 5 years has seen quite a drastic drop in value. It was 64 rupees, now it is somewhere from 64 to 74 and 75 rupees, just in the 3-4 years time period. So rupee is not getting that strong return against dollar. This may include reduction in number of days of travel, so people have changed. So if the cost is $100, the hotel rate might have not changed, remain $100. But for that $100, 4 or 5 years back, you were paying only 6,400 rupees. Now you will pay 7,500 rupees, 1,000 rupees more to buy the same room for $100. So people will change according to that or will reduce the number of days that they wish to do. The threats that are as an external threat that are real matter of concern are unforeseen events like natural disaster. Now, when we talk of natural disaster, what we say? We look at cyclones, the rain, the epidemic, the volcanic eruption, outbreak of any disease, pandemic of COVID, and other unnatural events such as terrorist attack and riots. This has really played an important role. Many countries have suffered because of this. Cyclones, heavy rains, landslides, volcanic eruption, and so on. Attacks, terror attack that happened. Egypt experienced terror attack and riots, internal riot in South Africa, and the effect that happened in USA. The overall tourism industry and hence the tourism market particularly may be affected due to these unwanted incidents which human beings don't have a control over. You have no control on volcanic eruption, tsunami, or landslides, heavy downpour, flooding, all these human effects, human has no. And then demographic changes are the population characteristic that influence demand. In India, for example, nuclear families generally refers as DINK. What is DINK? A terminology to be noted. Double income, no kids. This refers to all those who live together as a living partner, or even a husband and wife, but they don't have children. They're just double income. They have two incomes coming. I was talking about 450 million middle class Indians who are there. Many of them are DINK. Double income, no kids. They don't have kids, or they don't want to have kids. There are big numbers in Europe who have double income, no kids, or they are living partners. So these type of families with double income and no kids have emerged over the last decade, resulting in more young population. Smaller families are also mean more household and more reasons to travel to visit families and friends. So some of them keep looking for their family trees. Canadians who are of Indian origin possibly come and look for their ancestors. Lot of Jews who migrated from India, especially from Mumbai and some part in Maharashtra and Kerala, are now coming back and looking for their family trees or their ancestors' burial ground. They have come to Mumbai. They want to see where their great-grandfather or grandfather who migrated from Mumbai and came to Israel, where is his family, if at all, in India, and where they are. Likewise, in, for example, in Punjab, lot of such families who have migrated to Canada are now looking for families, and likewise anywhere in the world. So they are visiting families and friends. So demographic changes also influence education, as an important determination of travel is not easily separated from the associated changes in income, social class, and the household composition. Educational tourism. What do you understand by educational tourism? People traveling for higher education abroad to gain some special education in a particular field of study somewhere. So it's a new concept, with higher education comparatively cheaper in countries like India. International students from underdeveloped countries as well as other developing countries prefer India for their higher studies, especially management, especially IT, computer science. Good number of African tourists, CIS countries, they are coming to India for higher education, especially in the field of English language, management, IT, computer science, medicine. Good number of tourists. We do have a reserve quota for foreign students to come to our country, and that is bringing in revenue, and that's a demographic change. Emerging markets. The new destination attracting due to infrastructure development. This new destination will be competing with the popular old destination. Those countries who have realized that we need to have a good infrastructure of all sort, be it is rail, road, transport, building, including the lease, the internet connectivity. All these are the countries that are offering additional value and emerging as a new destination into the old, so-called old tourist destination, where tourists have been going there for a number of years and it has become a repeat destination. So all these are emerging and creating an emerging marketing. Also, people travel to place where mobility is at ease, transportation available, good connectivity, air, flight, road. All these connectivities play an important factor for domestic tourism also. Dekho apna desh, the message by our Prime Minister. More airports are coming. Now we are talking about a wonderful road coming up from Mumbai to Delhi that will shorten the distance of travel from Mumbai to Delhi by 6 hours, faster the speed. That will growth and support tourism. This is a new infrastructure that is coming, and the mobility plays important role. Also, consumers' attitude, the ideas, fears, aspiration and belief that people hold about their life. Oh, I want to eat this type of food. I would like to meet these type of people, and so on. So people hold about their life. Attitudes vary from nation to nation and are cultural base. So what is attitude? We understand it refers to nation to nation. Religious aspect attached to travel is again attitude. How I go to this place, I don't want this to happen. I want pure vegetarian food. I would like to have total peace of mind, not much of new music, not much of Western outfit. People subdued, people come there for peace of mind. All these are part of attitude. So it are required, necessary for reducing work pressure. People are also going for holidays to reduce that pressure, the work pressure they have, and also traveling abroad to affluence and social respect in the society. I've been to London, I've been to Canada. People would talk about me that I've traveled to so-and-so destination. So the tendency to have multiple holidays per year, inclination towards short-term and short-term duration holiday, and even off-season travel is now taking up shape. Monsoon tourism is very popular in state of Goa, Kerala, Karnataka, has gained its popularity. There are special rate hotels are offering for monsoon to fill their capacity and let the people enjoy that. Emerging trend towards the environment friendly. This is something which has been a topmost priority for all tourism promoters and tourism educators, that sustainability, environmental care, taking care and giving benefit to the local people and being friendly is very, very important for the growth of tourism industry. With this, we come to an end. Dear student, you were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much.